one of the most fundamental psukim in the entire Torah. Why do I say it's one of the most fundamental psukim in the entire Torah? Because the Rambam, among others, but the Rambam chooses to start almost every one of his svarim describing this mitzvah. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the first mitzvah, mitzvah Aleph, is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Yisoriah Torah, right at the beginning, the first mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In the Yud Gimel Ikari Emuna, which is in his Hakdama, to say Perek Chelek, starts Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So clearly this pasuk is of major significance. On the opposite end, just as a something to know as an aside, there is, for guys watch out, Gemara in Brachos
says that originally they used to say Aser Aser Dibros, and then because of a problem which developed, they stopped saying Aser Aser Dibros. The question is what this means. Rashi is of the understanding. They used to say Aseres HaDibros before davening. The time that we say Karbanos used to say Aseres HaDibros. What was the problem? People would say, this is the only important part of the Torah. And therefore, people stopped saying Aseres HaDibros in the morning. There are still certain Sidurim that have Aseres HaDibros there, but these Sidurim that have Aseres HaDibros point out that you can't say it B'tzibur. Part of the problem was they used to say it B'tzibur. The Rambam, though, in the Tshuva, has a different opinion, a fascinating opinion, which is halach l'maisa, and I can get into it now. But the Rambam's opinion is, what was the problem? The problem wasn't that they said Aseres HaDibros before davening. The problem was that they used to say Aseres HaDibros, they used to stand during Kriyas HaTorah Aseres HaDibros. If you only stand during Kriyas HaTorah Aseres HaDibros, one might think that this is the only important part of the Torah. So on the one hand, when we're saying, this is just as an aside, the question, Allah l'maisa, how could you do? Go against the Tshuvas HaRambam, the Minog Yisrael is to stand for Aseres HaDibros. How could it be? So the Rav has a pshat, etc. Some say if you stand for the whole Aliyah, it's best. If you stand for all of Kriyas HaTorah, like the Maharam Yudenberg, so then you're okay anyway. But that's an important thing. So even though we're talking about the importance of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it's not to be memai the importance of any other part of the Torah, but only to stress the unique importance of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The only question is, what does this pasuk mean? Anochi Hashem Elokecha shehotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim beis avadim. It's a very weird pasuk. Why is it a very weird pasuk? Firstly, is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisich meretz Mitzrayim beis avadim? What would you say? Reb Shua. Based on literal meaning, no. So what is it?
Declaration.
A declaration of what? Intending. And what's its purpose? To recognize God. So you're saying it's a tzivui then?
No, I'm not saying it's a tzivui that you have to recognize.
I'm saying
the purpose of the declaration is so that
Hashem will recognize?
So that the nation will
recognize. The nation will recognize. Basically, we'll call it instead of recognition, maybe according to your an announcement. Right? Here I am, this is who I am. Meaning, an introduction, God introduces himself. He says, here I am, you know, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher tzisich me'eretz Mitzrayim beis avadim. Correct? However, the Rambam understood that it was a mitzvah. Not only did the Rambam understand that it was a mitzvah, but many others as well seem to understand the same way. On the other hand, there are others who claim that it's not a mitzvah at all. The Bahag did not count the mitzvah of the moon. And the Rambam, who counts the mitzvah of Emunah, the Ramban, in his Hasagos for the first mitzvah, the mitzvah Aleph, Ramban points out that the Bahag didn't count it as a mitzvah, and he gives two basic reasons why the Bahag did not count it as a mitzvah. What are the two basic reasons? Reason number one, there's no tzibur. Reason number two? A little bit more than that. What's more? I know the word more. Huh?
It's a general statement. It's a backbone discourse.
Say better. Put both of what both of you guys said together and say it better. It doesn't make a sense to have a tzivui to believe that there's a metzavet. Mimonavshach. Either you already believe that there's somebody who's mitzvah and then there's a concept of mitzvos, or you don't believe it, and the tzivui of something that doesn't exist, like if a little kid would come and tell you, the figment of my imagination told you that you have to believe that the figment of my imagination exists. So would you take that seriously? Of course not. You can't be mitzvah, something that you hold doesn't exist, can't be mitzvah you to believe it exists. And if you know it exists, what tzivui do you need to know that it exists? Now the Ramban, despite the fact that he mentions those two questions on the Ramban himself says that he agrees to the Rambam on this. He says he's going to explain the logic of the Baha'i, but here, Dafka, he's more milked to the Rambam. So question number one, and that is this twofold question of the Ramban, how are we going to understand the Rambam, that on the one hand, where's the tzivui of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Number two, what's the mitzvah? If there is a mitzvah, if we already know there's a mitzvah, then what's the mitzvah? And if we don't know that there's a mitzvah, what's the mitzvah help us? Huh?
What's the problem with being mitzvah? If you don't believe, then you're not going to fulfill this mitzvah. So if you don't believe, you're not going to fulfill it. And if you do believe, then you will fulfill this mitzvah.
But the whole mitzvah's existence is predicated upon the fact that you're mekayim it.
Right.
But what's the mitzvah then? You're not doing anything that you wouldn't have done otherwise. Correct? So what we have to do is, we have to define things. And I'm going to show you that the Rambam himself knew of both of these problems. And not only did the Rambam know of both of these problems, the Rambam wrote explicitly to try to tell you to not be bothered by these problems. I'll rephrase the Vahag the way it's often quoted. Emuna is a klal, which is kodem the mitzvah. First you need emuna, then you could have mitzvah. And therefore, how could you include the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, knowing who God is, right? Believing in God, how could you include that among the mitzvahs if the whole concept of mitzvahs is predicated upon the belief that there's a God? That's pre-mitzvahs. The same way that the Rambam in Shoresh Hay says certain mitzvahs you don't count because they're kolo kola Torah kulo. Right? Some explain, huh? Shoresh Hay. Rambam is 14 shashim before the Sefer Mitzvah. In Shoresh Hay, he says you don't count a mitzvah which is kolo kola Torah kulo because it's not on par with the other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are specific. This is general. Some say that's why the Rambam didn't count mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share with you first the Kuzari, and then to try to give pshat in the Rambam. The Kuzari, which give the basic background. You know about the Sefer. The Kuzari is a Sefer written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Yehuda Levi was seemingly the father-in-law of the Ibn Ezra. Definitely somehow related. Simple pshat is the father-in-law of the Ibn Ezra. We're going to see that on this passage, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Ibn Ezra even quotes Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Not in his pshat here, but Rabbi Yehuda Levi asked him a question which is connected to his pshat, and the Ibn Ezra disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda Levi. But Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote the Sefer HaKuzari, which is a Sefer to explain the general aspects of the Emunah. Some of it are specific to his time against the Karayim, etc. But besides that, the Kuzari places a fundamental importance on Kedushas Yisrael and the like, and the historical aspects of Gilui Shechina throughout the generation. Now, what the Kuzari starts, he tells the story through the eyes. The simple pshat is that he didn't have an actual written up copy of what was the discussion between the king of Kuzar and a chacham, because it's based upon a story of 400 years before the king of Kuzar, who was a kingdom, which is known that almost the whole kingdom can
converted to Judaism, that he went to search what is the proper religion. According to the story here, he had a dream that God said to him in a dream, Ma'asecha ritzui, kavanatcha ritzuya, v'ma'asecha inam ritzui. Your kavana, your heart's in the right place, but your actions are just off. You're not worshiping God properly. So because of that recurring dream, he went to search out truth. And first he spoke to a Christian philosopher. And then Then he spoke to a Christian. And then he spoke to a Muslim. And then he spoke to a Jew. And at first he says he wasn't even interested in speaking to the Jews. Why not? Because the Jews are a small nation, and they don't have anything. They have no kingdom now, etc. Clearly it's not there. Clearly it's got to be somebody else. But after speaking to the philosopher, the Christian and the Muslim, which are very short in the Sefer, but very much on the ball of the basics of them, he decides to speak to a Jew because he sees that the emunah of the Christian and the Muslim, they all come from the Jew. Their whole claim to the fact that God is involved in the world is based upon Matan Torah, based upon the fact that they also accept Matan Torah. So when the Melech comes to meet the Jew, listen to the give and take. Comes the Melech and says, He said, against my will, I have to go ask the Jews, because the other religions don't have anything. And they all base their faith on the Jews. So he went to ask a Jew, what do you believe in? And the Jew responded, Ani ma'amin b'elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, asher hotzi b'nei Yisrael b'otod u'moftim mimitzrayim, v'chil kalam b'midbar v'inchilam et eretz kenat, acharei asher evirom et hayam et hayardin b'moftim rabim, v'shalach aleihem et Moshe v'torato v'acharav alfei nevim. What does he say? I believe in the God of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov that took the Jewish people through tremendous miracles out of Mitzrayim, etc. What does this remind you of? We spoke about last week from the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, right? I believe in that God who proved his existence. V'acharav alfei nevi'im, and all the nevi'im afterwards, shekulam karu et torato, v'yadam sachar tov v'chol shomra v'onesh v'chol overla. Who promises sachar v'onesh, anachnu ma'aminim b'chol ha'katuv b'torah zot v'advarim ha'atvarim. And we believe in the entire Torah. How do you think the Melech responds to this response? You know what the Melech says? I see it wasn't worth asking the Jews. Lo chinam echlati b'rishona lo l'shol et ha'yudim. I was right when I originally decided not to ask the Jews. Ki shashala kabbalah etzlam nitka mikvar v'da'atam nitmata. Ki dalutam lo inich lam mida tova. Obviously, the fact that they've been so subjugated has led to their not understanding things. V'chi lo haya l'chad lomar ata yudi ki ma'min ata b'borei ha'olam. V'sadro mani, what should you have answered? What should you have answered? I believe in God who created the world. That's where it starts from. Why are you starting from that the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov took you out of Egypt, etc.? You should say, created the world, he created us, he created food, etc. If you really believe in truth, why do you start from there? So ask. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, who often people think it's the whole book is written as a question-answer. So some people say that, or in the past, people used to think that he wanted to get a lot of issues in, and somehow he just brought it all along. However, over time they realize that Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, whose major, this is the only real sefer he wrote, but Rabbi Yehuda Alevi's major job was something different. Rabbi Yehuda Alevi was a poet. Rabbi Yehuda Alevi was a mishorer. And, which was a very mechubad position. Even in Sephardi communities, it's still a very mechubad position. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was an expert in dialogue, an expert in creating a discussion and putting it all together. So what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi does here is he has the chaver, the chacham, come and turn everything around. And he says, you got it all. Where does our emunah come from?
our emuna is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world, but our emuna really stems from the fact that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. The historical process that led to us having this kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in fact, what allows us to know that everything else is true as well. And he goes on, we don't have the whole time, but he basically gives a famous mashal called the mashal of Melech Hodu, the king of Turkey. He says, if someone would come to you and say that the king of Turkey, we come from Turkey, the king of Turkey is a great man, etc., you should go and want to have dealings with him. So, would you go and believe that? He's like, no, why should I believe that? Just because some people came and told me that the king of Turkey is this great man. He said, well, then how would you believe it? Well, what if he came, and they came and they brought these special spices and these special medicines, etc., all from the king of Turkey as a gift for me, etc. So then I would realize that the king of Turkey is obviously an impressive individual, you know, etc. I would want to have a relationship with him. So he says the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But until then, we have no relation. We don't know about him. When he came and revealed himself in Mitzrayim, through Osos U'Mofim, like we read in the Rav, then we already, through Hakaras HaTov, we want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Isn't it from Avram?
Huh?
Doesn't it start with Avram?
He says, Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So he says, through that, we realize that why did he choose us? Because we're the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, etc. But through the historical revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which came from us as an entire nation, coming and seeing him, and this national revelation on Har Sinai, we came to the understanding that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, but that only came through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And where do you see this explicitly, says the Kuzari? Anochi Hashem Elokecha she'otzi sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim be'isavos. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he announces and he identifies himself, why does he identify himself as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim? Because that's how we know who he is. Once we know who he is, we study him and we believe in the Torah and we look at the Torah that he gave us and we understand it must all be true, etc. And then we go and develop and we know that he created the world. But it all comes from Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Pesach. If you look at the Ibn Ezra on this week's Parsha, he says, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi asked me, why is it that the Torah says, Anochi Hashem Lekech Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Pesach? So says the Ibn Ezra, it's not because our emuna has to come. Ibn Ezra says, and I answered him, my opinion, it's not because our emuna has to come from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's because there are different members of Klal Yisrael. Some members of Klal Yisrael are capable of, through looking at the world, understanding who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. This is the opinion of Rasad Yugon, seemingly the Rambam also, that if a person really looks into the world, into what we call metaphysics, looking into the scientific properties that deal with the beyond physics, metaphysics, beyond physics, looking at the spiritual physics of the world, for sure you're going to know that there's a God and you're going to know who the God is. But not everyone's capable of that. And because not everyone is capable of getting to that darga, Sadegon says everyone is capable of getting to that darga. Some people don't, may take 100,000 years. Right? Take a long process. So, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces who he is, Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. But not that's a necessity, but that's for people who won't come to Emunah otherwise. Now, Maran Rabban, there's a lot of important things in this discussion, etc. But I just want to come back to the Rambam. And I want to understand this one basic problem with the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, whenever he speaks about Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, the Rambam does not do what? He doesn't mention the second half of the pasuk. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Where's Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim? According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. Right? What's it mean? Hashem is Mechuyav HaMetzius, according to the Rambam. He's the only thing in the world whose existence is essential and true. Elokecha, Right? Elokecha, he is the takif, bala yecholos, bala kochos kulam. Right? Who boreu manhig, v'chol abruim. Right? Who's the manhig? He's the one who controls the world. Where, what did the Rambam understand from Asher? In fact, if you look at certain mafarshim understand the mitzvah of Hashem Elokecha is what? Anyone know? The mitzvah is to believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's the simple pshat of the pasuk. Anoch Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisich Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So how did the Rambam understand? So,
if you read the Rambam like a mensch, you will see that the Rambam answers all these questions.
Huh?
No,
I'm saying Moni Amitzos. Get the smack. So the truth is, the smack is beautiful. We don't have time for the whole mouth. But listen to the Rambam. The Rambam wanted to answer these two questions that the Ramban quotes that others might have had. And the Rambam proves that there's a mitzvah. Look at the Rambam Mitzvah Aleph, proofs in the Gemara at the end of Makos. Ramban asked the Ban Kachan, but he says like this: Hinei Mitzvah Elocha, Shanochi Hashem Michlal Tayyik Mitzvah. The Rambam says, I've proven to you that Anochi Hashem is one of the Tayyik Mitzvahs. V'hut Tzivui Be'emunas Elohus Kemosh Bi'ah. And this is a Tzivui of, we'll call it Emuna for now, whatever that means. Right? The Lashon in the Kapach edition of Sefer Mitzvos is even more clear. But there's a tzivui. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah talks about the Yisod, Yisodos, Amen HaChosmos, etc. And then he says, V'yidiyas davar zeh mitzvos asei shenema anochi Hashem lakecha. The Rambam understands. Look at the Lashon of the Kapach, it's much clearer. And the Frankel, the Rambam says that he proves from the Gemara, Shenitztave. We were Nitztave in Anochi Hashem. There is a Tzivui here. What is the Tzivui? So I will tell you as follows. The reason why there's a mitzvah, even though if you don't have emuna, there's no concept of mitzvos, is because the mitzvah of emuna is not to believe in God. The mitzvah of emuna is to know who God is. What's that mean? I want you to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim and to understand who I am. And if you look at the Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna, all the Yud Gimel Ikari Amuna can be traced back from Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Sefer, which I suggest that you guys all get. Sefer by the name of Re'ei Amuna. It's based on Shirim of Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita on the Ikari Amuna. And there he proves so beautifully in one of the Hakdamos how all 13 of the Gimel Ikari Amuna come from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning, by seeing the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we know then who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. What is the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisich Me'eretz Mitzrayim according to the Rambam? It's not just to believe in God. And this is for many reasons. Kid Rav Shach, Na'avi Ezri, Ilchus Tshuva, quotes a question he asked the Griz, and the Griz says, I asked my father, Reb Chaim. Right? The question is, certain parts of Muna are so basic, anyone who comes into the world realizes there's a God. What's the mitzvah? What's the unique part of the mitzvah? According to the Rambam, the unique part of the mitzvah is not to believe that the world was created by a God. Zeh pashut. The mitzvah is to chabad God. The mitzvah is to know who God is. Chabad is chosma bina das. You have to know God. You have to understand who he is. It's not enough to know, yeah, there's a God. According to the Rambam, you have to know who God is. Who is God? Well, Ein lo guf, he's echad ve'ein yichidut kamohu, there's no one else who's one like him, etc. All the aspects of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah is stam Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What is Anochi Hashem Elokecha? to know who I am. How do you know who I am? Look into Yetzias Mitzrayim and understand. If you look at that same smack in the Sefer Mitzvot, the smack says that part of the mitzvah is Yeshua. He says one of the questions you're asked when you get to Shamayim is Tzipis Yeshua, right? Did you look forward to the salvation? Where's our mitzvah Tzipis Yeshua? Says the smack, it's this mitzvah. Why is it this mitzvah? Because the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is going to take us out again. You see from Yetzias Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a goel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a unique relationship with the Jewish people. Tzias HaMeisin, right? The Gemara says Tzias HaMeisin in HaTor Minayin, and one of the Makoros is Az Yashir. All the Yigim Likari Amuna can be traced back, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was it, the fact that there is Nevuah, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi, etc. All of them stem from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in Mitzrayim. So according to the Kuzari, this is why we believe. This is why we have to know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and announced himself to us. And therefore, through us, our Hakar Zatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we look into everything, we find out who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and we accept the whole Torah. According to the Rambam, what is Anokh Hashem Lekecha? That's the mitzvah, that's the tzivu. Know who I am. Hashem Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim is the explanation of the tzivu. Now why is this so important? Because my friends... The Kuzari and the Rambam. I just read something recently which one time at the Rambam forgot about the second half of the puzzle.
Okay.
I mean, the Rambam was bothered by the question, that's why he never put it. But if you look, if you read the Rambam well, I think the Rambam revealed that Ashur Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim is the explanation. The fact that where it comes from in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that I got from the Sefer Re'eim, that he doesn't explain the pasuk that way, but he but my friend thought it was so important
because number one, Anochi Hashem Lekecha
is able to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by knowing who he is.
And the Muna doesn't just mean knowledge. You already have this now. You might have spoken about it. Muna means a developed relationship from which you live your life based upon that knowledge.
But it's also important that there are two types of knowledge. There's one type of knowledge that comes from revelation, and the second type of knowledge that comes from revelation through history. Be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Kuzari, the revelation that comes through history is the source of a whole understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it comes from. We have to live our lives as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu not with the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around us, and through history is revealing things to us. And that changes our outlook on life. According to the Rambam, I think as well, even though the Rambam's focus on Anochi Hashem Lekecha to know who Hashem is, the Rambam says, how do we know? By looking into history, that's what we can understand what we're doing. Not that that's our source, that's the source of our being mammon in the first place, but that's our understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, etc.